and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com, being brought to you by Conquest Sense of Michigan, Davison, Michigan to be exact. And watching Doug Roberts, the Deer Professor, the other day on the Facebook, and you know, they had that show, the Conquest 200, about their deer on the Sportsman's Channel. People have been asking for some new episodes, and well, you know what, they're doing some new stuff for their YouTube channel, so be looking for that. That'll be very cool to see. Of course, their great line of scents in a stick, plus their new vapor type scents, all that on their website at conquestsense.com. There's a link on our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Also being brought to you by Not Just Guns in Mason on Cedar at 127. Not Just Guns for everything new. Firearms, pre-owned firearms, arms, ammunition, accessories, and their very, very successful and very busy Wednesday night auctions. Check them out at notjustguns.com. I'm going to talk a little fishing right now. A good friend of mine out of Saugatuck with Best Chance Charters. I watched this guy on the as a youth on the stage of goose calling, and a great caller, a great hunter and angler. Hunter Angle with Best Chance Charters. Captain Angle, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. It's good to have you on. It's been a while because when we first had you on, I'd known you for a few years prior, but when we first had you on, you had just really gotten your own boat. You know, you're like one of the youngest captains on Lake Michigan. And now here you are. It's 6 years into this. Now, I have not waited 6 years to get you on the show.
It's been a little while, and it's been a fun ride, too.
I bet. Now, things have really changed in Lake Michigan. I mean, look, your dad is Captain Dave Angle, one of the most prolific charter team members in tournament fishing on the Great Lakes. So, you know, you've had somewhat of an advantage for learning, but not everybody takes to that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. There was some pretty big shoes that I had, to walk in to try to keep up with them. The lake has definitely changed these last few years, and the way we look at it, it's ever changing, and some of it doesn't evolve as much as revolve, because four generations ago, my great-grandfather ran the fish market, and my grandfather was a commercial fisherman. And he was catching lake trout, and my dad had always been an exceptional lake trout fisherman, and I had the advantage of growing up watching some of the techniques he did and taking a turn to him on my own and being able to keep up with lake trout fishing. And for the last 4 or 5 years, I want to say, if you did, this year is looking to be about the same. If you don't catch lake trout, you're in for a bit of a boat ride.
but at least the Lakers are a little bit easier to catch.
Yeah, well, in a way, yes. They're not as sensitive to speed. They're a little, and they traditionally hang in the lower end of the water column.
Mm-hmm.
And they're from shore all the way out to the middle of Lake Michigan. I mean, there are native fish. And one thing that's kind of fun, though, is we're anticipating a huge spring run, because early on, we start early April. My dad fishes the whole surface series down in the bottom end of Lake Michigan, and he said that we're going to catch bigger kings than we did last year, because he was pulling in some dandies. The silvers aren't Saugatuck yet, but in the next couple of weeks, they will be soon.
Hunter Angle is joining us here from Best Chance Charters down in Saugatuck, Michigan. Hunter, how has it been? I mean, you guys as a business, I mean, it was salmon a lot, and of course now the bait fish, the alewives numbers have declined quite a bit. and, you know, and making that change to the lake trout. I mean, still targeting salmon, but focusing more on lake trout. Are people still receptive to that change as far as booking the charters?
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, I've discovered that people just want to go fishing. A lot of people just want to go fishing. They're happy. They're really happy to catch a boatload of 30-pound kings. Yeah, me too. But they go out and they say, we only want salmon. I says, well, we caught a lot of lake trout yesterday. I says, well, I really want salmon. So first couple of years, what we had to do, we'd take them out and then we'd be riding along nothing, and after a couple hours, they'd be like, so where did you catch those lake trout anyway? So it's all I can say is just go fishing, you know, go fishing, catch what's biting. That's what makes things fun. And especially when you're managing, if you watch some of our YouTube channels, you can see that we've got a couple of lake trout on at once, doubles, triples, six at once. That shuffling rods is all organized chaos is always a little bit of fun.
Hunter Ingalls joining us here with Best Chance Charters out of Saugatuck. We'll put a link up on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, so you can check that. It's been funny because, and I'll admit it, and I admit every other thing on this show anyway, because, look, I'm about as human and as fallible as anybody that ever listened to this or has ever been in the woods or on the water in Michigan here. I've never to this day caught a lake trout, and I think if I want to go, I want to go with somebody I'm comfortable with, and we'll talk more about finding a charter in a couple minutes, but it would be so much fun for me to get out there with you because I've known you since you were a young lad, and I've never had the opportunity to fish with you.
No, we've never fished together. We, at some of the shows and stuff, we've definitely had bonded, had a lot of fun and stuff, and you've listened to me blow my goose call in your ear, but that's been about it.
Well, I definitely think it would be a good thing. Now, you do half-day and full-day charters, correct?
That's right. I do half-days and then full-days. My half-days consist of 6 hours in the morning and 5 hours, and then my afternoon charters are 5 hours, and then my all-days are eight-hour charters.
Do you mind sharing the costs on those?
Get a pen. There's quite a bit.
How about a general beginning and an end?
About 1 to 4 is $550. 5 to 6 is $650, and that's the same for the afternoons. And then an all day 1 to 4 passengers is $750, and 5 to 6 passengers is $850.
Well, it's about the most fun you can have with your clothes on, I can tell you that right now. Hunter Engel. And I can talk plain like that, which is cool. Best Chance Charters out of Saugatuck, Michigan. We're going to speak more with Hunter here as we roll through this first segment of the show. What's it been like? I mean, look, we've had a lot of rain in the state. Have things been okay on the water? I mean, when you get out?
You need a stepladder to get to your to get onto your boat. But other than that, the lake has been fine. The river's as high as I've ever seen it. Since I was a little kid, I grew up on the dock, and waters are high, high, high. The boat launch, you do not have to back as far into the water as you had in the past, because it's really high, but the lake has been fine, you know. And fishing's been phenomenal, been absolutely phenomenal, when the wind isn't blowing real hard and it's not real sloppy. You know, it is spring. Sometimes you get a little bit of weather.
Sure.
But fishing's been great.
All right.
Limit catches most of the time. Silvers, lake trout. Silvers down south, lake trout by my area. We catch a couple of them, but like my last trip out, we caught a couple of steelhead.
All right, man.
So they are just coming out of the rivers now, and they're shining up nicely.
All right. Hang on. We got more with Hunter Engel, Best Chance Charters. It's Wild Michigan being brought to you by Conquest Sense. All the links on our website, wildmichiganradio.com.
You you can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around. I want to feel its way,
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by Not Just Guns in Mason, Michigan. Oh, what a cool place. It does it's so small looking from the road. You get in and just kind of goes on forever with all kinds of great firearms, suppressors even, because we can use suppressors here in Michigan. And we're going to talk about that here in the next couple of weeks on the show, about using a suppressor and who can use it and why you want to use it. Because, I mean, look, the movies have, you know, criminalized the silencer and made them all, you know, we're going to be sneaky with these things. You know what? There are veterans out there with PTSD that want to still hunt, but the shotgun and the loud noise really kind of still affects them. You know what? That's what a suppressor is for, getting people out that, you know, probably normally wouldn't get out, even getting kids involved, you know, without all that loud noise and safer hearing conditions. So many things that we can talk about, and we will talk about in the future with Not Just Guns. Find them online, notjustguns.com. Returning now with Hunter Engel from Best Chance Charters out of Saugatuck, Michigan. Hunter, you said you're you know, it's kings in the spring, and then you guys will be focusing on lake trout, or pretty much, you know, what the buyer is paying for. But you also have to remember what the lake will allow, and that's one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, you're not selling them what you want to sell them, but you're just giving your customers a bit of the reality, since this is what you do every day.
Yeah, the best thing that I could tell people is catch what's biting. You want a box full of fish, if the lake will give it to you, you want to catch what's biting. Springtime, silverfish, cohos, kingfish. Up here about 2 years ago up here, we had a phenomenal coho fishery. For example, my dad and I, our first charter was a two-boat charter, and from dock to dock was just a little over 2 hours, you know, there and back. Now, that was exceptional. That's exceptional. It's not going to be that every time, you mm-hmm. know, catching 30 fish in 40, 50 minutes, but that's still fun. Normally, from the time we catch our first, right here in Saugatuck, we have a great fishery, and we can catch our limit in 2.5 to the full trip. And like I said, we get a silver run in the early spring, mid-spring, about mid-June or so, about early to mid-June. The silverfish move on. They go up north. They make their way across to the other side of Wisconsin, especially the cohos, you know, depending on what species they are. Mm-hmm. And then we fish lake trout until the silverfish are going to run up the rivers again, like your king salmon stacking up in front of the pier heads, or usually when the Saugatuck tournament's going on, they're hanging around about 5 miles offshore, and you're hitting the central water column for them. And if there's not a lot around, what I will do to go after them is that I'll catch lake trout at the same time, do half and half. My favorite way to fish is all three riggers dragging in the mud, catching lake trout, and everything else going for salmon. That's my favorite way. Like, and right about now, what I'm doing is I've got everything on the gunwale out on bottom looking for lake trout, while all my coppers and highlines are out looking for silverfish.
Hunter Engel is joining us here on Wild Michigan. Hunter, what about the brown trout fish for you there? Because I knew a few years back, probably 10 now that I think about it, maybe even more, we did a tournament with some folks out of there. I had to leave early. We had a bad day, couldn't get out, and I had to leave early. My buddies ended up taking like second place in this thing with two fish. It wasn't a great trip for them either, but they still took second, you know. But, I mean, are people still targeting browns out there?
Not like we used to. No. In this area, no. I want to say, and forgive me if I'm not precise, but I want to say from Grand Haven South, we really don't get any brown trout. But we have fantastic lake trout. Now, when you get north of there in the northern end of the lake, they do not have any lake trout, but they have a substantial brown trout fishery.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's I don't know. You need to go onto the DNR website to find some of this stuff out. They have all the maps, and I'm guessing it's structure. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's got them liking it so much. But no, our browns since like the 80s and into the early 90s, we have never gotten them back like we used to have them.
That's interesting stuff. Again, this is what you do. You know, we talk to people that this is their life. I mean, the charter business has been your life since birth, and you're like a legacy in this industry because your whole family. I mean, your whole family goes back to, you know, your grandparents and great-grandparents doing things that way.
Mm-hmm. And I met my wife at the fish cleaning station, so...
Well, that beats bumping carts at the Walmart, I'm thinking. But then you never know. You never know where you're going to find happiness. That's awesome.
Well, it really works out because she's a banker by trade. She's a loan officer. She was taking a summer off because she was between jobs at the time. Family-related issues and such. She lost her mother, unfortunately. But she took a summer off looking for happiness, found me, and so... I don't know who's happier, me or her, but she is a true sweetheart, and she fishes with me weekends and holidays.
Well, dude, you're a good egg, so I'd have vouched for you anyway. If she had she asked me, I'd have said, yeah, he's all right.
But, oh, you're too kind.
Right. All right, back to man stuff here. although we do have a lot of female listeners, lady listeners, I'm very appreciative of that. And believe me, there's a lot of them out there that kick my tail in the outdoors. Not afraid to say that either.
Now, my wife outfishes me.
Well, see, there it is. It happens. Now let's talk about going after these browns. I mean, they're more for people that want to try this on their own. They're more of a down deep, you know, like I said, using bottom bouncers and things of that nature.
Browns or lake trout?
Lake trout. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, browns are a different animal. They're on the beach. If you're going to fish them this time of year, they're on the beach. Copper spoons usually, color copper and orange usually. But lake trout, what we do is that our go-to method is you could either get them lightly just off the bottom with some spoons early in the season, like yellow orange spoons. My two favorites to get them with are the Dreamweaver Slurpees, Double Orange Crush, or you use a Mini Streak Lemonberry and such. That's also my favorite coho rig. But the go-to method is an attractor, spinning glow, and maybe a fly, and so occasionally a fly behind it.
All right. See,
like a Dreamweaver spin doctor, mm-hmm. a spinning glow behind it, and then maybe like a raptor trolling fly or a holly fly or a G fly, whatever you've got confidence in.
All right, there it is, man. Right from Hunter Engel, Best Chance Charters. Find them online. We'll throw a link up on our website because we definitely want to try and get out with you sometime, dude. And we appreciate you joining us here on the show for this. Kickoff to this segment of Wild Michigan. Again, Hunter Engel, Best Chance Charters out of Saugatuck, Michigan. Find him on there. Brother, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Check him out online. Captain Dave Engel, Captain Hunter Engel, longtime friends of the show here. More coming your way next, being brought to you by Not Just Guns in Mason on Cedar at 127, notjustguns.com.